And so it is, friends, that today we've read the scriptures, we've heard the testimonies, and we rejoice because the much longed for Messiah had come. Behold, a Savior, the promise and the fulfillment of the scriptures. Jesus was the Word made flesh. So that he could become like us, he took on the very nature of a servant. And who but God would have done that? It was his plan to leave the kingdom and come to earth to dwell among his people. It was his choice to offer us redemption and salvation. Every promise ever made finds its fulfillment in him. Today we heard from Zechariah, Mary, Joseph, a shepherd, and one of the wise men. In each of their stories, we see the human emotions of wonder, doubt, fear, searching, and denial. Well, that was then, and this is now, today, and we experience the very same emotions, don't we? But whatever our personal circumstances, just know that if we quiet ourselves, open our heart and mind, and ask Jesus in to be our Lord and Savior, no story of fear or shame can keep him away. Redemption and salvation are offered for every one of us. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus Christ and joy to the world.
Thank you. There's a message that I want you to hear this Advent and Christmas season. It's just that. Slow down enough to behold the Savior. Never lose the wonder of what happened on that night so long ago. Never let the joy of that moment leave. It was into the darkness of our world that came that night the light of hope. Hope was born. Hope has a name. And hope's name is Jesus. The prophet Isaiah spoke of a longing. John references the longing for peace in a world that needs it so much. We turn on our televisions and we open our newspapers and we get the unending cycle of the stories of our day. Hope has a name. And his name is Jesus. There's no place on earth we can go to find the peace that we're looking for. And there's no place on earth that the peace of God in Christ cannot find us. I urge you today, if you do not know the peace of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, run to him today. Fall at his feet and cry out to him, my Lord and my God. May the peace of the Prince of Peace be yours this day as you behold the Savior. Listen now to the joy of the angels as they herald the coming of the Christ.